You're still really loud over there.
I'm still real loud over here. You're still really loud over there.
Good evening, good morning, and salutations, folks. This is the Matt and Zach podcast. I am Matt.
And I'm Zach.
Thank you.
You nailed that intro.
I did nail that intro. So I'd like to talk about what is going on in my life right now.
No.
It's going to happen. It's happening anyway. Brace yourself, Zach. Right, it's happening right now. I want to take a moment and talk about the trifecta of things that are happening in Indianapolis right now create an influx of people.
Oh, so, okay, so we're talking about downtown, sure.
Yeah, and it's not my bar mitzvah, folks.
I think it'd be a bar mitzvah.
Bar mitzvahs for ladies and bar mitzvah.
For ladies.
But there's actually three things going on right now. There's Gen Con, which I don't even know what Gen Con stands for. Is it like General Convention? It's not a Republican convention.
It's mostly designed for the for gaming, right?
Yep, gaming, board games. Magic the Gathering, anything that tickles your nerd fancy.
Is there actually a GamesCon?
GamesCon?
Or is it Gen Con that is just the gaming convention?
It's more like board games, but what about the big one like E3? That one's very big for gaming.
I think that's electronic based.
It is. It's electronic
games.
Yeah,
E3 is more for like electronic gaming, whereas Gen Con is like tabletop games. Like you're like, what did you always used to play? Like Magic or Dungeons
and Dragons.
Yeah, I played
Magic, D&D. I played most nerd fare.
Warhammer? That's a big one too, right?
There was a kid in our high school, Nova Klajinski, and his friend who was...
Oh my goodness. Hold on, repeat that line.
Klajinski. It took me like 30 times to get it right.
Man, I can't even imagine how it's spelled.
With a K.
So the K wasn't silent?
No, it's not a Kardashian CH either.
Okay, so how many K's were in the name? Like six?
Two? We're getting off topic here. Anyway, so Gen Con's here.
What? Okay.
One Direction
Stop
is here.
Stop the show.
Right now.
We got off topic?
I know. This should be called like Tangents, the podcast.
It's just 30 minutes of a tangent.
Yeah, just tangential connections.
Where do we start, man?
I don't know. Just throw out a word. We'll figure out somewhere.
Where do we start, man?
Aim it towards the sun.
Okay, so Gen Con, how does Gen Con make you feel, Matthew?
I'm going Sunday, so it tickles my pickle,
so
if you will.
So you're going?
Yeah.
Before we hit the record button, I was under the impression you weren't.
Not today, not tomorrow, not Thursday.
You got that whole job thing tomorrow, and you got that whole hanging out with me tonight. Whoa, whoa!
Yup.
Zach is the VIP!
It's like a family day on Sunday, so... Hopefully there's going to be some sales.
May take you and your brother and mom and dad and take the children.
Take our pets.
Children. No, don't take your pets.
Why not?
It's Gen Con, not Pet Con.
I mean, it's generally for dogs, right? I mean, that's part of the general.
Oh, I mean, I'd love to go if there was a lot of doggies. Little big sweeties running around pooping in the convention center. Oh, sorry. Let me pick that up. I just think that'd be... You know, cute,
like
doggies,
like little.
I love animals, so that's just like you'd be there for the cosplay. I'd be there for the
The cockerdoodles. Yeah, I'd be there for the cosplays. You'd be there for the pointers. You'd be there for the.
What are you doing?
That joke's gone.
That's not even a joke. We're just talking.
Oh, I thought you were making a thing. We're going strong.
Come for the cosplays, stay for the Cocker Spaniels.
Yeah, there you go. It's officially thrown away.
I threw that shit in the trash.
I wish it had more
of like the first curse
tinny,
word.
Tinny sound to it.
Yeah.
All right, the second thing, because we only talked about one thing so far.
Hey, I know you had a bunch of eviction notices around this apartment. You've probably got one we could use, right?
It's not true, folks. We're upstanding citizens.
It was great, though. The first time, I think it was the first time you and I, not the first time, but we were going to smoke hookah and we were going to like use the paper to shim the bowl at the top. And I was like, oh, what are we going to use for this? You're like, I don't know. There's like an eviction notice around here somewhere. God, it was so funny. Like it just caught me off guard.
Yeah, that's me for you.
Yeah, that's you.
It's nothing but funs over
this
here.
This is so much more tame than it was before we started recording tonight,
yeah,
folks.
Yeah, it like, really was.
Matt and I have been punishing Elizabeth.
We should
have
like smashed a couple of beers or something.
Oh, yeah, because I'm completely sober at this point.
Yeah, get a couple of mimosas in us.
Yeah,
we'll be
which is
singing
odd.
Singing like songbirds.
That does need to happen one of these days, at Intoxicated Show.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Intoxicast.
Oh, we could set all this up. We could set all this up, go to the pub, you know, throw back a couple of pints, have a couple laughs, get a designated driver to drive us home, because that's responsible.
There's a bar within walking distance.
For real?
Yeah, the R&R.
I know there's a liquor store within walking distance.
There is.
Oh, God.
We just make a day of it.
Dangerous.
But One Direction. One Direction is here.
Okay, so the trifecta. First up, there's Gen Con. It lasts all 3 days. Uh-huh. Then there's the One Direction concert, which is at Lucas Oil Stadium.
Are you a One Direction fan? There's like 47 people in this band, I think.
47?
There has to be.
There's like five.
Tons of teenagers on stage gyrating and making
Oh, it's probably the backup muck. Dancers.
I don't know if they have backup dancers. This isn't funk.
So why are there 45 kids on the stage?
Because
then?
they're trying to take a cue from like the Koreans, and then they've got like
Koreans?
Everyone. Yeah, they've got like 13 piece sets.
They're
all
any
dancing
any
in
instruments,
sync.
Or are they just
no? They just sing and harmonize and stuff.
So that's like
It's not acapella.
Acapella.
There's like electronica music behind
like
them.
13 people acapella. I've heard of a barbershop quartet, but damn.
And then the last thing is there's the Indians game that's happening tonight.
Yeah, it's our AAA baseball team, non-pro.
So we're talking parking's a bit tight right now.
It's a good thing that we are precisely 75 blocks away from the downtown area.
Jeez, I'll just give my address where I'm
at. Well, if you can get a map of downtown and then draw a circle 7.5 miles away. Good fucking luck.
Yeah, we didn't tell you what edge of town we're at.
Yeah.
And that was my thing. Parking sucks. If you had like a house right now.
So that's why we didn't go downtown, huh?
Yeah, that's why we didn't go
downtown.
That's
why we stayed up here on the north side.
On the north side.
Oh, I just keep telling them more and more.
That pie chart's getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah, that pie chart's getting real small now.
So the three people who already like listen to this and know who we are and know where we live will be like, oh, yeah, there he is.
Some kid in Russia is listening to this and he's like,
I don't get these American adages.
Indianapolis. What is this on the map? And then he spills his vodka while looking for a map. Well, that's inappropriate. Or no, that's... What do you call that? Stereotyping? Yeah, it's stereotyping.
Yeah, it's racy.
But I mean, like,
I've got a question.
But like, we're white, though, so it's not like a race thing. It's like a country thing.
Is our baseball team the Indianapolis Indians based on
India?
The city itself? Or is there any like blowbacks, you know, like the Redskins and...
Oh, honestly, I have no idea. I mean, obviously it's for Native Americans, but I can tell you that there's a professional baseball team called the Cleveland Indians, and that royally fucks with me. Because there's the Cleveland Indians, and then there's the Indianapolis Indians.
Are we like big team, or is
there's like basically four stages. There's A, double A, triple A, and then pro.
So are we
triple
A
team
or depression?
Okay,
this is the stages.
The four stages. That's funny. No, we're a triple A. We're a triple A team. So essentially,
we can take care of towing. And we've got SkyMiles.
Son of a bitch. I'm trying to do like a legit explanation and you're just
throwing
me off.
Triple A.
No, we're just a triple A team. So the players make good money and it draws a really good crowd. I mean, we've got Victory Field's like, you know, a really nice field for being a non-pro.
Such a pompous name for a field. It's like
Victory
I win field.
Field. Yes. Screw the away team field. No, but this is interesting. So the closest...
ball fondler
MLB team would be either the Chicago Cubs or the Chicago White Sox. That's like a 3-hour drive.
Right.
But if you are a Indianapolis Indian and you excel, the team that we supply is the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Huh.
So our like affiliate team is Pittsburgh.
That's weird. It's like not even close to us. I mean, it's close.
I mean, regional
compared to like China, but
yeah, compared to China. But I mean, why don't we just go to like the Seattle like Mariners or whatever they have? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, go crazy. But yeah, so there's AAA, AA teams, and then single A teams. I don't even know. But actually,
it's a bunch of fourth graders.
As it's been explained to me, there's actually some pretty intricate stuff. Like, okay, so let's say you play for a AAA baseball team. Uh-huh. You make like let's say 50 grand a year.
Huh. Playing baseball.
Like that's like your job, but you might almost have another job. And if you go pro, you make like 500,000 a year.
Jeez, talk about a markup.
There is like this ridiculous, like, you know, like in the rainforest, how plants and vegetation fight for the sunlight at the top of the rainforest.
Uh-huh.
It is like that in the MLB. And actually, I think hockey's the same way.
Huh.
Because hockey has like a AAA team and they also have the pro team.
Right.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah, no, I am. And then don't they have like clubs like, and regional?
My eyes are up here, Matthew.
I gotta watch these multi-kills.
Yeah, for those of you curious, Matt is he's watching Elizabeth.
I'm just letting you tell your story.
I would say Elizabeth is playing Destiny, but really what's happening is her hands are pushing buttons and people are killing her.
I've seen her do a couple of kills.
She got roasted so hard.
I'm not dabbing that. Take that dab back.
Okay, I'll put the back in my pocket.
Sheathe thy dab.
Just got roasted, son.
Anyways. So yeah, it's interesting. Like, I mean, it literally adds commas on your paycheck.
Yeah.
You go from AAA and you're like you and I almost salary. I mean, you and I don't make the 50 grand a year, but
oh, I wish.
Yeah. God, can you imagine? Almost $1,000 a week. So much could be accomplished.
Like loans would disappear.
Student loans, gone.
Wouldn't
mortgage,
have to worry about food.
Gone. Yeah, groceries, name brand.
not that Kirkland stuff.
Yeah, no more of that bag cereal, motherfucker. I go up to the big value box and I buy that shit.
Pepperidge Farm, motherfucker. Yeah,
I only eat premium meat. I drink 2% milk from the name brand, like Dean's. I don't buy none of that whole, what's it called?
I want my
Prairie Farm or whatever.
I want my meat grass fed and soothed to sleep.
Oh my God. I pay somebody to lull this animal to sleep before it's killed. Yeah, but seriously, man, like money, it'd be so good to have it. Like,
do you think
enough?
I've
so
got
you
a
can live
I've got a question. Do you think more money, more problems?
No.
No? Maybe. Is that a myth? It's perpetuated by the rap media?
Okay, let me explain something to you. When you say mo money, mo problems, if you really think this... Okay, this is a good subject. We'll steer to a serious topic here for a second. When somebody makes a lot of money,
like,
I mean,
a retarded
like,
amount.
Let's say like $10 million a year. If you're not in the entertainment business... then you're probably doing something shady to earn that money.
Yes, that's kind of true.
I'm serious.
Either shady or like super essential that nobody's thought of yet.
Like, and that's like what? 0.01% of the population? Mm-hmm. Like Bill Gates. He earned his money, as far as I can tell, legitly. Like that's a
right.
business.
Right.
But if you think about somebody that is just made of money, like how'd they get rich? Okay, for example, if you have new money, how the fuck did you get that?
That's true.
In my opinion, if you have an occupation where you just are just swimming in a pool full of it, it's probably not. You either had to fuck someone over or you had to do some shady shit or as Joey Diaz would say, a lot of creepy shit. A lot of creepy shit, dog. He is a creepy thief. Rest in peace. God, that was funny. He did a lot of creepy shit. May he rest in peace.
That was such
May
a great,
he rest in peace.
That was such a great it's moment.
Like, fuck that guy. May he rest in peace.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, he was because he was talking about some guy he used to know. And he goes, hey, I got you a lot of creepy shit. May he rest in peace. Because they were talking about how he's dead. And the guests on that podcast, I remember it was Bert Kreischer was one of them. And then Lee Syatt is the normal sit-in guy. God, who's the other guy? But they were just...
I'm glad I came over, man. I'm glad I came over.
They laughed uncontrollably. It was fantastic. It was truly fantastic.
You had a moment of laughing uncontrollably earlier today,
didn't
you?
Yeah, I did. I was in the car by myself.
Something came upon
just
you.
Just changing lanes, and I'm like,
this is the funniest thing.
Like uncontrollable laughter, just because I'm like cutting. I wasn't cutting somebody off, but I felt like it was a diabolical cutoff maneuver. But I was being safe. It was somebody from out of town. They weren't going as fast, so I got out in front of them. You know, came.
Screeched in front of them.
No,
careened.
Yes, that's right.
Into the front of their vehicle. they spun out into the ditch.
They would have pit maneuvered me if they were the one hitting me. You know, that whole thing. Anyways, but yeah, in my opinion, if you have a lot of money, you probably did some shady shit to get there.
Either that, or you did something super clever that somebody hasn't thought of yet.
Yeah, like...
I think you're definitely...
Software, electronics-based,
yeah,
sure.
You're definitely working for yourself.
Yeah.
Because I found if you're working for somebody, then they're getting the profit, and then they're just shaving off a little.
Yeah, that's
a little
actually...
bit of the ice block.
Yeah, and that's actually the theory behind why drug dealers live at home with mama. Like, there's that whole... Did I ever tell you about Freakonomics? It was a book that was written...
Oh, yeah, I know who wrote it.
Yeah, it's like a couple... Like, Seatbelts Kill, Why Drug Dealers Live at Home, Why Teachers Cheat. One of the other, there was like a few other topics. Like, really interesting stuff.
It came out like early 2000s.
I don't know when it came
out.
It's
kind of an older book.
I was in high school when I read it. So, like, I graduated in 06. So, yeah, early 2000s.
What's the guy's name? Like, Frank something? Al Franken?
Yeah, it was co-written. There's a couple authors. If you type in Freakonomics and.
I think there's a podcast on it too.
Yeah, there you go. Freakonomics. 05. A rogue economist explores the hidden side of everything. Yeah. I like how it's like an apple that's cut open and it ends up being an orange.
Yeah.
The book cover.
Interesting imagery.
Yeah. Thank you. Interesting imagery.
Stephen J. Dubner and Stephen D. Lewitt.
Yeah. So there's it's co-written by two people. They're both economists. Pretty interesting stuff. Yeah. It's like, I don't know, five or six chapters.
I don't know if I'm allowed to read this book. There's not like dragons or... or Dothraki hordes in this. So,
but yeah, I just, I don't know. In my opinion, unless it's old money, which even then, let's say
like the Koch brothers,
like your dad is like, yeah, the guy that invented Coca-Cola. Okay. you can have old money.
Yeah.
But if you're just like, oh yeah, my grandpa, he used to work for the railroads and when he died, he had like $1 trillion that he spread between the family. What? Like, you don't just earn that. Okay, maybe I shouldn't say legally. Maybe I shouldn't say you did a bunch of creepy shit or whatever.
But you're definitely leveraging what you're doing.
Money. Like, I mean, whatever you did, that's not, you didn't get from point A to point B legitimately.
Like somebody's poisoning a well.
Yeah.
Somebody's water supply isn't.
Yeah, well, I'm talking like some
drinkable.
Really fucked up stuff. Okay, like, for example,
environment's probably not going to last for much longer.
You and I work 9-to-5 jobs where we pay taxes and we make a good, honest living. Honest living.
Mm-hmm. We're not selling penny stocks on
but if we were like,
pink sheets.
Yeah,
like
or if we
Wall
were
Street.
Like... well, yeah, like stockbrokers, they're essentially just gambling with other people's money.
You know, I don't even think they're like a legit thing anymore since computers do all the trading nowadays anyway.
Technically, yeah. Yeah, I don't.
They just
got to
have
Wall
a guy
Street
to.
Is just like a,
it's a dinosaur.
I
didn't
know
it
the stock
anymore.
Market is a thing. Yeah, you're right. You would think it'd just be like a big
instantaneous
server.
Transactions.
Yeah, which are much quicker than a human being going buy or sell.
Right. Like, what was that? The third Batman movie, like they break into Wall Street.
Yeah, they break into a stockbroker office.
They're thinking he's like, "Why did you break in here? There's no money here. We don't do anything here." And he's like, "You fool! You think I broke in here for the money?"
That's actually a really good Tom Hardy as Bane impression.
Yeah,
only little
count like maybe Count Chocula,
Jay Leno ish. I don't.
Did you see this? Yeah, did you see this? Yeah, President Obama.
I just like that part where he puts his hand on the guy and he's like, "Do you feel in charge?"
It's so weird.
It's okay. That's Sean Connery. That's who that is. It's like Sean Connery when he was young.
I laughed so hard whenever I heard him talk the first time in that movie.
You know, I'm not gonna lie. Tom Hardy is a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
Hick, haza.
That like the thing they're he's chanting. Been in several things that
were pretty baller.
I can't quite remember.
Mad Max. He's in Mad Max.
He is Mad Max.
Played Bane. Those are the only two I really know of and remember.
He was in Black Hawk Down and
Black Hawk Down. That was actually pretty good.
Yeah, and I don't remember it, so I need to rewatch it. But
did he also play? He also play football.
Who cares? Oh, you're okay, ladies and gentlemen. He's looking it up.
He was in Inception.
Yeah, that's right.
He's in Warrior. I remember that one coming out, but I don't remember what that one was about. Probably MMA fighting, if I already guessed.
Boxing, yeah, or kickboxing.
Speaking of boxing, I guess that that boxing movie Southpaw is kind of a flop.
Yeah. Never even heard of it.
I'm a phenomenal. Phenomenal. Jake Gyllenhaal got all ripped for this role. It's
I honestly don't. I don't know. I didn't see anything about it.
It looks like the trailer makes it look awesome,
and then you watch it, and it's just kind of like when we were talking about Phone Booth.
Yeah,
the trailer is awesome, and then when it's done, you're.
I don't think it's as bad as Phone Booth, but it's like
2 hours. I'm not getting
every
back.
Single boxing trope there is just rolled into a movie. So like you know he's gonna make a redemption, but I mean, it's really about like the struggle. And I guess Jake Gyllenhaal, even though it is really predictable and it is all the boxing tropes, he still acts his dick off in this movie.
Isn't every movie predictable?
To some
Unless
extent.
Unless it's a mystery film.
Not really.
Bond movie, romantic comedy. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, you know
what's going to happen. But
you know where it's going to go, but you don't know how it's going to get there.
Okay, that's true.
But if you can like predict how it's going
to
get there.
If you're watching a movie and it's called Steve Goes to Alaska, you know at the end of that fucking movie he's gonna be in Alaska,
or maybe he goes to Alaska in the beginning and then,
but you don't know how he gets there,
and it's a comedic romp for him to get back into the States.
It's the
even
journey,
though technically he's already in the States.
It's the journey to Alaska. I don't know, I trailed off there. The point is that he gets to Alaska, you know that, but you don't really know how and what. It's you don't the meat in the middle is what makes it's called entertainment. I mean, it's like that's all it is.
And I think we've just like seen too much content that we now can
that's true.
Figure out. And I think people write to a formula which they know works, and certain stories you can't really
it makes money it works
deviate too much. I can't. That's kind of why we've got like more Marvel movies coming out.
Yeah,
so those movies make money.
Oh yeah,
because they planned another Jurassic World
already.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't know if there's gonna be another Mad Max, but I wouldn't doubt it.
They've already planned on doing a trilogy of those.
Oh, did they really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah. I looked at the special features for Mad Max, and I remember telling you guys a few, or not special features. It was like trivia or just fun facts about the movie and stuff like. Like the jacket that Tom Hardy wore in the movie was the same jacket that Mel Gibson wore during the other three Mad Maxes.
It's pretty baller.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of cool. Same jacket.
I heard tale that they were going to use Heath Ledger as Mad Max. I kind of wish that would have happened.
Mm.
Like in an alternate universe where Heath Ledger is
where
still alive.
Where he's now not dead.
He would have been so good.
How did he die again? Was that overdose?
I think it was just a mixture of medicines.
Oh.
It wasn't like an intentional thing. I don't think.
So it was like just a abuse, like drug abuse thing.
Or just
where
a weird
just
reaction. I don't think Bruce Lee killed himself either. He just had an interesting Bruce Lee. Martial arts.
Really? Bruce Lee's dead?
Are you thinking of Jackie Chan?
Oh my God, Jackie Chan?
I don't want trouble. It's my impression of every opening scene of
I guess Bruce Lee. I knew he was dead. I honestly thought he died of natural causes. Like I thought
he died of natural causes at like 32 or whatever.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah, he died super young.
I thought he died like Charlton Heston. Like, he passed away. Oh, God, is he still alive? No, I think he's dead. Not like a Chris Farley, but like, yeah, like he was just older. He just died.
Like it, whenever
heart attack, stroke,
unfortunately,
you know,
Clint Eastwood goes, we'll look back and go, yeah, he did some stuff during his life.
Yeah, like Clint Eastwood. Or
it wasn't
Morgan,
like that.
Morgan
it was more
Freeman
like,
is like 84.
It was more like the lead singer of The Doors or Jimmy
Hendrix.
Jim
Morrison.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix. They're like on the 27 Club.
Right. Like they just died too soon.
Can I rant real quick?
Sure.
There is nothing worth, like, I don't know what the verb would be, idolizing about dying at 27. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, like, I would have been dead
already. Jim Morrison, retard. Kurt Cobain, retard. All of them, fuck them. Alanis Morissette. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. What is her real name?
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin. Retard. fuck them. Died at 27. Oh, yeah, man. I just lived life. Jimi Hendrix. He played. Somebody said, like, Jimi Hendrix was quoted as saying that he played every note possible. So, you know, what else could he have done? I don't know. Maybe retired. Maybe had a fucking kid.
Got
fuck
fat.
Fuck him. Yeah, no.
Do Super Bowl halftime shows.
Yeah, he could have done a Super Bowl halftime show.
Get a sponsorship by like Dodge or Ford or something.
Yeah, no. No.
Buy a Chrysler.
Yeah, but instead, no. But instead, he lived in the fast lane.
Purple
got
Prius
fucking
is in your
dead.
Driveway.
I am 27 years old, and if I died right now, it'd be called a tragedy.
I mean, it was tragic.
You're not
they
supposed
died.
To die at 27.
But I guess they like
maybe if it was like
much,
the Middle Ages.
Yeah, but they like did at 27 more than some people did
in
a lifetime.
In a lifetime, yeah.
And
I
think that's part
that.
Of the argument, like
why it's like immortalized in the 27 Club.
I think that's just commonality.
It's dumb. There's nothing I'm looking at that like, oh man, it's crazy. No.
It's just like the Madden curse kind of thing. It's just a commonality.
The Madden curse, that is true.
It's a real no, it's just a thing that
it's
happens.
It's like what do you call it? It's just a huge coincidence.
Yeah.
Quinky dink.
Yeah, I think it's coincidence. But man, I love The Doors. I love Jimi Hendrix. Cobain stuff's pretty good. I mean, you can't really deny the greatness that is like Nirvana and
sure.
all that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
But at the same time, I really wonder what they would have done if they would have stayed like living. Like, would they just be?
Would have had a successful career and then
playing
probably
the
got
blues,
married. And
or what if they? Oh man, can you imagine like Jimi Hendrix in like an acting career? Or what if he got fat? Or what if it turned out he was just like super racist? Can you imagine if Jimi Hendrix
like, you know, at 55 is just like hating Mexicans or something, and it's like Jimi Hendrix racist.
Or like he's wanted for tax evasion or something.
Or Jimi Hendrix wanted to get a sex change before Bruce Jenner did. I mean, fuck, who knows?
He didn't even have to change his name. His Jimmy's kind of neutral anyway.
Jimmy.
It's from Jimmy Jenny to yeah, Jenny. Jenny Hendrix instead of
Jenny Hendrix.
Yeah.
We're picking on him a lot, aren't we?
He's just so great.
Let's go back to Jim Morrison.
I mean,
Jim Morrison's a lot more fun to make fun of.
You can't really. Oh, did you see
Jim
what's
Morrison.
His name?
I just really
the Reading Rainbow done as Jim Morrison by who did it?
What?
Jimmy Fallon. Yeah, he did it. He did
Reading Rainbow.
If you haven't heard, the Reading Rainbow is actually coming to Netflix, I believe. It's
is that something from our youth?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Lamar Burton. He would talk about like the magic of books and stuff.
So it's
Butterfly in the Sky.
Okay.
You can fly twice as high.
All right.
Take a look in a book. It's The Reading Rainbow. The Reading Rainbow.
Okay, so this is The Reading Rainbow as Jim Morrison played by Jimmy Kimmel or
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
It's actually really brilliant.
I do like Jimmy Fallon.
It's so good. He's like, "Butterfly in the sky." I can fly twice as high. Yeah, you just had to watch it. It's really good. I'm not doing it justice. I love The Doors, though, so. I do.
Riders on the Storm.
Whenever Joe Rogan was singing that, whenever he was talking about going to the dark side of Pluto.
I don't know if I heard that.
He was talking about ayahuasca or something.
Oh, Jesus. Ayahuasca.
But yeah, back to our stuff.
Back to our stuff. What's the time over there?
I don't know. Let's check that. It is.
Check that shit. I'm ready to smoke some hookah.
Oh. We're over a little bit, folks.
Well, you know, it's 30 minutes. Done in 30.
Done in... I mean, was there anything... Oh, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any... Mm-hmm. Are there any, like, dating follow-up things you want to talk about real quick?
There are zero things going on right now in my life.
Would you like to share, like, your screen name or something?
No.
Check out Zach Attack.
No. No.
I mean, you'd already have something in common, right?
So, no.
It's like, I know more about you than... your first date would be so boring.
Well, yeah, because they already... Yeah, they know my whole...
I mean, she would just be flattering you the whole time.
Oh, that would actually be kind of fun to be flattered by a stranger.
But like, yeah, I know I'm great. I know I'm great.
I'm trying to find something... Trying to find a little something to go out on tonight.
How does it go over there with the lady fair? See, I did a little rhyme there.
Yeah, basically I've got my pole in the water.
Uh huh.
And
waiting for the exclamation mark to go over your head so you can hit B. And
there's nothing nibbling on the old bait.
Aww.
You know, I dangle my worm out there, and nobody's really biting down on it.
What is your dating profile start with? Single white male looking for
single white female.
It into vats of Jell-O.
What?
I don't know. That's usually whenever people like throw weird stuff.
Vats of Jell-O.
Yep.
What? That's creepy as shit. he likes to have wrestling masks and vats of Jell-O.
It's actually kind of relaxing once you get into it.
Wouldn't it be cold?
Yeah, that's super weird.
I like how she's like, at this point, Elizabeth draws the line. That's I'm super
question
weird.
Every decision I've made.
Okay. I found a little something.
You found something. All right. Yeah.
I was hoping to find like some viral video, but instead, I'm just gonna have to pull out a little. Yeah, we're just gonna fast forward a little bit.
I have one thing to add. Can cops stop killing people?
Oh yeah, could they?
Could you please? Could you try it for a second?
Oh wait, are you talking about that? There's some like Indianapolis officer that just killed somebody.
I don't even know about that one. It's just like it's now gotten to like a couple a day.
There's just always somebody getting shot and killed.
Like, why? What's going on?
It's probably always been going on. They're just now bringing media attention to it.
Yeah. They need Jesus or yoga or like Tai Chi.
Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus.
Like, if we gave them more money, would they stop killing people?
I don't know, but you want to hear some Baker Street or not?
What's that mean?
Let's just outro this shit.
Okay.
I'm ready to smoke some hookah.
All right, let's smoke some hookah. Oh yeah, wee-do-diddle-doo. I'm sure that went in the red.
That's not bad.
See you later, folks.